Inconsistent.
Welcome to The Basement.
Yo, what up, everybody? Welcome to TheBasementNY.com. I am your host and by myself because Noel's being special today. Jose is with me. That's supposed to be you. that just goes to show you how rusty it's been. The crazy thing is that we have a guest today. He hasn't been on. We haven't. The first time we did this was for a Puerto Rico special episode, and that was actually like almost like 14 months ago. It feels like it was 10 years ago. Right? We got Steven Sanabria, who was with us on a special that we did about Puerto Rico before the Puerto Rican Day Parade, and really before Hurricane Maria. Hurricane Maria, I believe, happened like 2 months after that. 2 or 3 months after.
No.
It was? Oh yeah, it was. It's amazing how time flies. You're listening to TheBasementNY.com. We're just doing a podcast for now. The introduction that you guys just saw in the beginning, that's something that you guys are going to start seeing a lot of. I'm going to go into that in a little session later on. Basically, we've joined a network called Inconsistent Media, and there's going to be plenty of podcasters. And if you want to get in and you're interested in doing your own thing, YouTube podcast, we'll go over that, and you guys can check that out later on our website. For now, we're talking all things Puerto Rico again. The video clip I was trying to get you to play, to listen to, was basically Fat Joe talking about how Puerto Ricans that were born here in the mainland or the USA, they're not considered Puerto Rican. You and I are not considered Puerto Rican, right? We're like New Yorkers. We're like, you know what I mean?
We're the foreigners. We're the foreigners. We betrayed our country.
Yes, exactly. And to me, when thinking back on it, I'm like, you know, we're part of the same thing, right? I mean, yeah, there are differences, subtle differences, but if anything, those differences shouldn't be something that we point fingers at, that you're born, I'm not. Those differences should actually bring us together and say, we should come together and say, listen, it's time for us to change up this arrangement we got with the U.S. because it's not working. Bottom line.
No, but if he was to come a little more, you know, knowledgeable, Fat Joe is exactly what his name is. He's fat. His name is Joe. That's all he got. Like, he's got like 2 raps every 10 years. That's about it. All right. So let's say that that's what he does. Now, if he would have said, listen, the mentality of a mainland Puerto Rican is different from an island Puerto Rican, absolutely. Without question. I was not raised on an island. I was not raised on an island that has high unemployment rate. I was not raised on an island that is a commonwealth, and that, you know, you feel the separation of, am I American or am I not American? I'm American, but with limits type of thing. And I get that, and that's a good point. But to say that we're not Puerto Rican or we have no say into what our homeland says, that's a total falsehood. Because once you're born, like, on who you are, you automatically, as a being, as a person, take representation from that. Whether you're from Russia, Ukraine, you know, Scotland, Irish, wherever you're born at, you still kind of go to your roots and say, no, that's where I'm from. That's who I am. That's what got me. But, you know, Fat Joe trying to be, you know, a political hack, you know, that's the one thing where, you know, he should, like, shut his mouth and just be more knowledgeable. But there's other people out there, the same thing, that have this issue with the Puerto Rican mainlanders and the Puerto Rican islanders, right? Yeah. Like right now, the whole thing is called, which is, I find it funny. So now there's a huge exodus from Puerto Rico, right? They lost like 1 million people from even before the storm. There the storm just exasperated the people leaving. So they go, I don't even know how to say this word right. They call it the diaspora.
Yeah.
Which is funny because that's a Jewish term talking about how the Jewish people left their homeland, Israel, but not just left, they were forced out of their homeland, and they went all around the world, and then they didn't have a homeland again.
Right.
That's not us.
No.
That's not us. I mean, for all those liberals out there, for all those people who are going to say, like, oh, the government of America did this and they exasperated this. Okay, everyone has a fair point. But where did we go? Where did most of the Puerto Ricans go? Did most of Puerto Ricans go to the DR? Nope. They didn't go to Cuba. They didn't go to Venezuela. They didn't go to Mexico. They went to America, which is their right to go to. They went to their second homeland, which had open arms and said, yeah, come over here, hang out. None of them got deported. None of them had to get a green card or asylum. They just literally went to the U.S. on the first flight out and went to New York, Florida, Texas.
Right. They didn't get on a boat. They were not on a caravan. They just got a plane ticket and flew on over.
To a place that where they said, I'm not American, but yet America said, yo, come over here. You don't need a green card. You don't need no special asking. You don't need no 6-month visa. You know, like what is it when a country that has an issue, then they take a special asylum seeker. They're called like a temporary asylum seekers, right? You know, the TFP or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. And those people are like from Haiti, from Venezuela, from Honduras, you know, all around the world. Like, yo, my country's jacked up. I'm going to come over here for a little bit, but I'll go back when this gets better. We didn't have to do that. We literally just went and said, all right, I'm going to go to Texas with my cousin. I'm going to go to New York with my father. I'm going to go to Florida with my mom's.
So it's interesting because I hear so many different arguments that are pretty interesting in the sense that there are those that lived in Puerto Rico for 5-10 years, born there, and they'll agree, yeah, you're not Puerto Rican. And I'm like, what are you saying? I don't know what you're saying because first of all, whether I was born there or born here, the reality is we have an agreement with the United States and I could go to the States and I have rights there, right? I'm allowed in. I just get a plane ticket and I fly over. The one thing that I find interesting, so she'll say, no, you're not Puerto Rican. I always try to explain it this way. I try to say, listen, I'm American. I was born in the U.S., the land of the U.S., the physical body land of the U.S. The part of the land of U.S. is the territory also known as Puerto Rico. My heritage is Puerto Rican. The culture I associate with is Puerto Rican. And I associate as 100% Puerto Rican because my parents were both born from there. And they're both 100% Puerto Rican. Born from there. So I'm first generation technically. But to some, my mother was considered a traitor because she decided to take advantage of this arrangement we have with the U.S. that we've earned, right? I mean, and that's another thing. I had this quarter Puerto Rican that she doesn't like being considered Puerto Rican, period. She's Dominican. And her thing is like, you Puerto Ricans... So we're always arguing. I was like, please don't even mention your 25%, please. Stay 100% Dominican. And her thing is like, y'all don't even know your history. Would you agree with that?
Puerto Rican?
Yeah, would you agree that most Puerto Ricans don't know their history?
Yes, but most Puerto Ricans do not know their personal history, yes. They know like Taino, in the end, they know Spanish conquest, you know, that we were... been traded to the U.S., you know, in a treaty, and then that's it. Then we've been American citizens ever since the Korean War. You know, that's when we had full citizenship of that. And, you know, those who would look a little bit, and then you would have those who were from the island, kind of know a little more of the in-depth government issues, but most part, Puerto Ricans do not know the history. Which is fine, because most Americans don't know the history either, so it's a very common thing. You know,
I'm so glad you pointed that out because that's well said.
Listen, it's a straight up fact. When you talk to people, the only country in the world that those people know their history is China.
I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you why.
I don't know the guy's name, but on World, you've seen the videos of World Star where the guy's asking like questions, like who's the vice president, like, and nobody knows. Yeah, it's like that. Go ahead.
Well, in China, they have an app. This is a government app, and it talks about all the stuff that China does, history, current event, all that. And the more you answer correctly, the more your status in China becomes. So everyone in China, a billion plus people, do this app thing. So they know their entire history. They make it a game to where, like, all right, I know who my president is. I know who the founder of China is, the working party's family, you know, the communist party. They know all of it.
Yeah.
And they're proud of it. They're proud of it. They know this is who you are. That's why right now they don't play with any other country. They're like, yo, we're in our own world. We're doing our own thing. There's 1/8 the population of the earth. 1/8 is of them, Chinese. So to be that big, you gotta be a little arrogant. You know, like, it's like that. You occupy the rest of the world easily if you just decide to just walk in different directions.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely. I haven't recorded in a while. I'm trying to get back into the groove of things. But I'm glad that I kind of picked up on this. We've been trying to schedule this for a while now, especially after the announcement of Cruzeiro's resignation, that much anticipated, what was it, like 1 o'clock in the morning? Typical Puerto Ricans, always last minute, right?
It's funny because he told everyone 7 in the morning, and then turned out to be 9, then 12, then 3, then 5. And he was like, whatever, bro. He goes, I'm just trying to do this as much as possible. Which I listened to, because he was a guy. You know, he got everyone very successful.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, so I was trying to record right after that to just be, you know, current and you know, get those.
I mean, listen. To record today is even more current because yesterday, the High Court in Puerto Rico just rejected the guy he put in place.
That's right.
And to be his president.
He is this guy, Pedro Perluisi. I can't pronounce his last name. I murder names, so let's not be a surprise.
Yes,
but he's a politician and lawyer. And yeah, he had to step down yesterday. This I'm looking at an article by the ACLU. This article was written at 10:15 this morning by William Ramirez. And basically, he's showing that this person was told to, you know, sit your ass down, son, and putting Wanda Vasquez in the role of acting governor, right? She's acting governor. She's been holding it down since what? Yesterday, 23 hours ago, something like that. Yesterday,
something like that. Yeah, she's her little name on the
line. It's funny because I did a search on her and Wikipedia is like the governor since August 7th. I'm like, yeah, that was yesterday. That was pretty much yesterday. There's not going to be much written on Wikipedia about this issue. So one of the controversies about her being in power is that she was part of the Roseo's, if I'm even pronouncing that one, that she was part of his administration, part of that whole posse, right?
Yeah, no. But the worst part about her is that she's in charge of the judicial branch of government, and that side is one of the most corrupted sides. Mm. So she came in saying, I'm going to clean it up, and nothing happened. So that's why right now, from what I'm hearing, is that they might start protesting again and be like, yo, we already know who you are. We see what you do. Correct. It's all talk. Correct. You want a real person that's going to do something. You want them next.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Here's one that I want to pick up Puerto Rico for. Because, you know, because personally, this is me speaking. I didn't think the governor should have been ousted, you know, for making rude remarks. He should apologize. He should be like, I'm on a speaking tour, doing the whole line, but not been ousted. But the one thing I don't want to give Puerto Ricans is that when they protest him, they didn't break anything.
I was going to say, bro, I don't have viewership. You just turned down the whole island. What are you saying? No, but that's a good comeback. That's true. There was peaceful protests, and that's something you don't see.
Yeah, it was the most peaceful protest. They were like, listen, we're going to shut down government. We're going to shut down the roads. No commerce. We're going to show that it shouldn't hurt everybody, but guess what? We're not going to wreck anything.
Yeah.
We're not going to break anything, nothing like that. And that's what a real protest of yourself, of like, I'm protesting my own government. I'm not protesting somebody else. I'm protesting my own government, my own people, my own officials, right. My own neighborhood. Right? Only in America, we just in Baltimore. They burnt down black-owned businesses.
Buried. Almost desecrated.
Seattle, they were destroying sale stores. Looting like crazy. But in Puerto Rico, they were like, listen, we're going to protest the right way, and we're going to get him out there. And then I was like, all right, if you want to resign because it's the best interest of the entire country, go right ahead.
Yeah, the thing about Puerto Ricans is that when you put the group of us together on the street like that, they think it's like a Bad Bunny video, and they're like, you know, we might as well make this into a festival and have a party, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be out here ready.
And the thing is, they did it. They did it the right way. They all got together, and here's the thing, come here for the Puerto Rican. Like, the Puerto Rican is great. It's like the most common trade in the entire city.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad calm. But everyone just wants to dance, you know, have fun, you know, get lit, whatever, chill. And there's like never any like shooting or that. I wasn't in there.
Yeah.
Go over there. People get shot all day long, man.
I know.
I don't know what it is, but big up to Puerto Ricans and the islands. They kept it peaceful. They kept it civil. And then they got what they wanted. So, you know, respect for that. But again, I don't think they should oust him for tweets, for conversations he had with his friends. Come on, man.
I mean, you did you read? I mean, I'm sure I didn't read. Oh, it. I didn't even read it, but I just heard from other people.
I read it. It was all the news. I read it and showed this. They had a few transcripts of what he said. I was like, okay, I've been talking about dead people and about gays and all that. And no problem. Got you.
He said no problem. He said no problem.
No, because people talk like that. See, people forget. People talk like that all day long.
Right.
Everyone wants to say that people are bigger or more civilized. No, they're not. You close the door when no one's looking, and everyone starts breaking out the N-word and cursing like crazy.
You think you're the only one that does that, but you're wrong. You'd be wrong to think that.
Bro. Everyone does it. They talk about chicks. It's crazy, and it's fine because that's the way people talk. No, you're friends with somebody, you talk normally, and they don't take offense to it.
Yeah,
but the real reason why these Puerto Rico itself got all, you know, juiced up because they're tired, man. They're tired of what the America did to them,
right?
And they were in that hole. All right, we got the governor out. Let's see if we get a better deal out of this. And no, that's not going to happen. Matter of fact, the deal got even worse. Right now, the governor just told, after the governor got executed, the U.N. government told him to say, hey, listen, every time we give you money, you got to prove to us you need the money. Before, it was like, here's a check. Spend the money. Build houses, whatever you got to do. Now it's like, let me see what houses you got to build now. Which point to the three houses you're going to start producing, and then we'll give you the money. It got real strength.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if people think that this is going to change anything. It's not. You want to get rid of corruption? Great. Get rid of everybody.
Right. Well,
everybody.
I don't know if I agree with you on ousting him 100%, only in the sense of the point that you made that, all right, somebody had to get it. And the real goal here is the unification of the people to do something. Something has to change. My only thing is, like you're saying, this is 100% or go back home, everybody. Just go back home.
Here's my thing. The Alabama Crimson is getting somewhere between $45 and $60 billion. I'm sorry. I've been to Puerto Rico. I've seen the way those houses look. You know, you can build all that crap at $2 billion straight up. It don't cost $60 to $45 billion.
The island, the worth of the island?
No, I'm just saying, like, all the houses are beat up, all the houses are wrecked. It's not going to cost $60 billion. Those houses are made of concrete. They're boxes. It doesn't, like, you know, mansions over there like that. And if you're not mansions, those people have insurance. They're, like, all that kicks in. So that's why, like, even America's, even Trump, somebody's real skeptical. All right, I'll give you the $60 billion. Fine. You know, you have people that are spending the right way because guess what? We saw what happened to Haiti. Haiti got $100 billion. Well, how does Haiti look like today?
Yeah.
Haiti's still in America.
Shot.
Because people steal the money. It's inevitable. People are greedy. If you gave me $100,000 and say you're stealing, I'll fix that school. I'm going to present it for $5,000.
And you can't take $1 out for a donut, son. You're not going to. Really?
No. But that's the way Puerto Rico is. You know, they say, all right, here's $20 million. You know, go fix this up. All right, I'm going to fix it up for $1 million. I'll put some $19 million in my bank account. I'm going to disperse it to me and my friends. That's what's going on with it. That's what I'm saying. Everyone in government needs to leave.
And how do you achieve
that? They got to go.
How do you achieve something like that? Is that considered a revolution? What do you?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. It's a pure government. And on top of that, you're going to say, not only are you out, the new guy you're in, but I'm going to watch you like a dog. Yeah. That's the problem. We stop watching people. We stop watching what people do every day.
Yeah,
those politicians, and then on top of that, they were saying yes to everything. Oh, yes to free health care. Yes to these pensions are like ridiculous. Yes, yes, yes. We keep giving them the right votes. No, it shouldn't be like that. It should be nowhere near that, but guess what? That's what they did. So now you got to reverse. Now you got to go right back to the beginning. All right, guys, it's going to hurt us for the next 10, maybe 20 years. If we do this right, our children are going to grow up in a better society than we have. It's going to be a people society that we control what goes in, what goes out, the way it's supposed to be as a republic. And we all do it together.
Yeah.
But right now, you already have to put it in and say, hey, listen, you're not Puerto Rican over there.
Yeah.
How are you even going to start the conversation like that? Matter of fact, you should be like, yo, thank God you're over there. Yo, your vote in America counts more than mine. So vote for the politician that's going to help me out over here.
Right. Well, this video, I'm not sure exactly when it was it was something that came out. I'm not sure exactly when. I don't think the timeline matters because the perspective is relevant. You know, he goes on to say, you know, Boricuas over there, Puerto Ricans that were born over there, they'll tell you over here, Papa, Mark Anthony ain't Puerto Rican, Papa. He's not one of us. You know what I mean? Fat Joe ain't one of us. That's not a real Puerto Rican. And Fat Joe goes on to say that he has a problem with that perspective. It's a short clip. And I think that what you pointed out is like you took the words right out of my mouth where, yeah, if anything, our votes actually are more relevant that we were born here in the mainland because why? Explain it to them, please.
Well, politically, you know, they have a governor, but they have no representation in Congress. They can't vote for the president. They can't vote for the senator, the one of the 50 senators, right? They can't do any of those things. But a politician over here can do it. A politician over here in Florida, especially New York, because we have Schumer as our senator. Imagine a million Puerto Ricans. Not even talking. Let's say half a million Puerto Ricans. Which is not a small number. That's a good number. That vote as one voting guy say, all right, Schumer, you always had the Latino vote. Always had it. But you never defend the Puerto Ricans. You never push the agenda of the Jones Act to get rid of. Guess what we're going to do this time?
Right.
We're going to vote you out. I'm going to put out 500,000 votes to your opponent.
Right.
Have many votes is multi-pay. It would show, especially in New York, Florida, Texas, where we have very large voting populations, and we could flip a seat. We could flip more seats and say, listen, we could put all the Congress people, or whatever, you want independent, or delete this over here to Republican. So, so we do it over there and say, all right, now what? Just to show you that a small island can sway a whole system just because we're like, no, we want to be heard.
So
now you hear us.
Let me try to bring this down for like myself, who's not that great in politics and the whole structure and stuff. Basically, it's like the government, the U.S. government said, here, we'll give you a governor so you guys can like play with amongst each other and, you know, play money and monopoly with each other in the island, but you're not going to have say in the mainland. And we control your land, so we have say. But if you were born in the U.S. and your heritage, as I like to refer it to, is Puerto Rican, then we that live out here, that are born here, we actually have the influence to put people, take out people in power to meet our desire to help the Puerto Rican island.
Those Puerto Rican islands don't even need to be born here. You need to go to Florida or New York, register, and they can vote. They're Americans.
Say that again. Please say that again.
No, come here. People in Puerto Rico are Americans. All they have to do is go to the nearest state. Say, I'm going to go to Florida, I'm going to New York, you know where Texas are, I'm going to go to Texas, I'm going to South Carolina, big population of Puerto Rico over there. Go over there. I live here. I put my name on a ballot. I live here. Fine. Boom. Just like that. They're Americans. They have the right to vote. They just can't vote on the. They can't vote in Puerto Rico. They can vote here.
And they can easily switch it back if they want it, right?
Yeah, just go back home. Just go back home. Yeah, go back home. Ain't nothing big for that. But listen, there's a remnant of Puerto Ricans. Listen, and Schumer and Pelosi, you know, especially New York. Especially in New York. You have Jill Brand as a senator, and you have Schumer as a senator. Two senators, two Democratic senators. They go crazy at all because all of upstate is really Republican. It's really like the city, it's real Democrat. But what if, like, the Bronx? The Bronx is like really, really Democrat. All of a sudden, it says, you know what? So I'll put you here, we're a little Republican. 500,000 voting Republicans already live here. It would fucking shock them. It would shock them.
Hmm.
They go by the end of this year, it was something like that Latinos would be 30% of the voting population. We passed Black people. Black people are like 22%. We're 33% of the voting population now. So imagine what you can do now. Not across the country. Take out one big member. That's what I said. Take out a Schumer. Take out a Jill Graham. Take out those people who say, all right, I run the party. You run the party? Where were you when we were getting screwed? Yeah. You were around. You kept the blind eye. Screw you. I'm taking you out. The guy who's going to replace you, his whole agenda is about Puerto Rico. And that's what we made. He has 500,000 votes to say, no, it's all about Puerto Rico. I got to help Puerto Rico 100%.
So
imagine you do that.
So, okay, right. I was going to go to that. I was going to say, imagine all the Puerto Ricans that are living in the mainland right now take a flight and be like, yo, Papa, you know, Maria, I'm going to sleep on your sofa. I'm going to become a citizen. And everybody from over there comes over. No, I mean register that they live in the mainland. That they mean everyone who lives over there, all of them, the whole island, one day, it's like, listen.
The whole 3 million. Island. They say 3 million Puerto Ricans. They all break out. There's no more Puerto Rico left.
Be like, I'm going to go sleep. I'm going to go sleep in my aunt's sofa for a few weeks.
They can come to the mainland because they are registered Americans.
Yes.
They can go and say, listen, I'm going to vote. I'm going to put my name on the ballot.
They
I'm going to put my name. 1, 2, 3. They have registration. Remember, a lot of states, especially in New York, you're trying to do same-day registration. I mean, the day you can vote, you can register to vote. Like, all right, here's my name. I'll put my name on the ballot. Boom, and you put it in. Here's my license. I'm just going to prove to you.
Yeah.
I'm an American citizen. And then here you go.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. The world was simple. My friend, it's the one of the worst voting districts in the world, like in the entire United States. But that soon, I don't know, soon, in 5 years, it's going to be where voting is 5 days long. You can mail in your vote, or you can just vote, like, you know, go to a place and vote, like whatever you want.
Right, whatever.
In 5 days, not just 1 day, 5 days, you have to vote.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. And if you're not in the area, here's my mail-in vote. Here you go.
Right. So
where? So it's Puerto Rico. It's a little Puerto Rico. It's a little town. So you go to the U.S. and you kind of just, what did I do? You come back.
Yeah, you just come back and do the same thing in reverse, and you're good. Now, where do you think, what happens from now? Does Vasquez get, does she resign?
She resigns.
Yeah, but the problem is that the person who takes control after that is a guy who's not even old enough to, I forgot his name. He's not even old enough to actually, he doesn't qualify.
Then they should have an emergency election, maybe in a month or two, get some candidates who are about anti-corruption and if their resume is such a government, disqualify them immediately. I want people who are just people.
Yeah.
Run the government, no problem. Just get people and get ideas. Like, that's the whole point. I think Puerto Rico was so dependent on U.S. and U.S. banks and U.S. finance to keep the country going that they just forgot, like, yo, it's their own spot. Like,
right.
They're responsible for their own future. And and if you think that the U.S. is going to cover it forever, that's not going to happen because, yo, look at, like, California. There's certain California going bankrupt. And they're like, yo, I got no money. They have to lead to the whole financial issues.
Wanda Vasquez I'm looking at articles, has stated that she doesn't want to become the governor. What have you heard about her on her end and this whole appointment?
She doesn't want the job. And I don't blame her. Because we're going to find her. And she's already in the mix. So people view her as a current politician already. Because she was supposed to clean up the courts. And the courts don't want to clean it up. And the courts are like the last line of defense for people. And she did a good job. And you know what? They go out too. Mm-hmm. The Puerto Rican will need a new election soon. They need people who want to see a difference made. And right now, the U.S. court is fighting on saying that it was going to be used because interest rates are no more like 1,000%. We're like, well, we voted for a politician to be there. He promised you money. He delivered, even if it costs you your future. That's what happened.
Right.
Like, but the problem was no one oversaw him. You guys said, oh, whatever you're going to make, as long as I got money.
Right.
All right, so we have to deal with debt. We have to deal with debt. People, even me over here in New York, I should only buy like Puerto Rican products, like just to help out the economy. Like that's what we should do as a mainlander. We should go and buy Puerto Rican products.
Mm. Your predictions on where they go now. Does the protest continues? What's your prediction of this? Because it seems to me like the organized protesting, you know, it doesn't seem like it's gonna be going anywhere anytime soon.
They have to accept. That their country, that Puerto Rico, is in serious debt. Hold on a second.
For those of you who are listening, the noise in the background are the children and family members of Mr. Steven, our guest, who is a
future. Yeah, my kids are nuts.
What?
My kids are freaking nuts.
Your kids are nuts?
My kids are nuts. people don't look at me. Here's what it is. They have to do. And I know they don't want to hear it, but they accept that they're serious debt and they have to pay that debt back. They have to accept that. But do it by accept and they accept that whatever needs to be done next is in the best interest of their country. Because if you don't do it, like if they say, all right, you know what, we don't accept it, we want to join the federal nation, we still owe $87 billion. What bank is going to loan you money to even up if you don't want to pay that back?
Yep.
What was it? No one's going to do that.
And I was looking into something where, you know, there are so many of these businesses that have come in and taken advantage of all these tax loopholes, right? They're coming in and they're paying, they're getting all these tax incentives, these big companies or individuals, and they're living it up at a low tax rate. And whereas the citizens, those that are born there, the Puerto Ricans, the natives, they got a sales tax of 11%, which I think is the highest in the nation, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and that's just paying back the interest.
That was initiated, right, to help pay back the interest that, at that rate, we'll just keep it that way. You know, we're never going to pay it off at that rate with the amount that we owe and how the debt keeps growing. It's not going in the right direction. It's going up. It's not going down. And, you know, this whole idea of I'm not Puerto Rican, you're Puerto Rican, and not knowing, like, the ins and outs. You know, you don't even speak the language, so you're even less. You're, like, in the totem of the non-existent. You might as well be a gringo, you know what I mean, to some Puerto Ricans. But here you are. You have a better understanding of how we could actually influence a difference if we take advantage of understanding this system that we put ourselves in. Now, maybe I shouldn't say we put ourselves in, right? But we sure allowed it to continue.
Absolutely. That's the thing. And that's the thing that most Colombians are in denial about. And that's one thing I don't like, because you know what? Greece did it. Portugal did it. Italy did it. Like, they all borrowed money that wasn't theirs, passed their GDP, right, their gross domestic product, and then when the creditors called their names, I mean the money back, they were like, oh, we don't have it. We can't pay back.
Right.
Well, guess what? Now we have to, like, pay tuition. Now we gotta, you know, put you on a budget. Now we gotta let you apply to Greece and that. All it costs like $600 a person. Why?
Amazing.
Because they need people over there to spend money.
Yeah.
They need as many people over there. They're doing all these sales, you know, just to get people on those islands to spend money. So when the process happened, Carnival Cruises didn't even stop at the island. They broke. They were like, no, guys, we're going around. We're going to stop by somewhere else. That was money they lost.
You imagine?
That was million of local businesses lost. When Carnival's coming, that's a big, heavy cash money that Puerto Rico accepts. And no, because Carnival kind of like, yo, we can't stop here.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's because...
I mean, it was peaceful nuts.
It was peaceful, it was nuts. But you had Mark Anthony out there, you know what I'm saying? It was unpredictable at this point. The boats were like, turn around.
I was watching Ricky Martin. Speeches out there, and I was like, shut up. Because, you know, like, you know, this is the people. This is the people doing it. He's all around the world. He looks like Italy.
Yeah. It's really, much props to, you know, doing it. And I think that I agree with your prediction that it's, you know, or I think that I agree that the protesting shouldn't stop. They should take it all the way.
Take it all the way.
Take it to the Americans' door. Exactly. Take it all the way.
Yes.
You've gone this far. It's half the battle's already done. Take it all away. You know, let's redo this whole thing. You have the balls literally in the people's courts now, and because we're doing it in a because we're doing it in a peaceful fashion, they can't take us down. I say us because I see us as one people. They can't take us down because we are blessed that we're in an era where there's cameras dangling off of people's heads. You know, they can't take us down like they did with the San Juan massacre, for example, right? As long as we're peaceful, they can't pull those things out because the camera's watching. We're not going to fight. We're not going to get violent in this, but we're not leaving until something changes.
Imagine the next Puerto Rican Day Parade next year. This is before the election, before 2020 election. Right, because Puerto Rican Day Parade is what, in July, right? Right, June, July, some of that?
In June, yeah, I think the first weekend of June.
All right, so imagine, instead of a parade, no Hot 97 there, no 97.9, no sponsors, no nothing like that, screw it. Instead of becoming a parade, becoming a march, Puerto Rican march.
Wow.
And instead of like going down Fifth Avenue and stopping like at what, 36th Street? I would straight all the way down to the mayor's mansion and say, hey, listen, we want to be heard. This is government building. We want to be heard. And tell you, take out the Jones Act. We are Puerto Rico. Let us be independent. Let's have at least a little more freedom in what we do.
Yeah.
Just say, listen, 2020 is right there. There's a bunch of Congress people who have to be voted every 2 years. And say, listen, that's 2020. It's right there. Imagine we go every single one of those people out who've been talking, but there's no action.
Yeah, take it a few blocks down, you know, but Occupy Wall Street. Tell us, you know, tell the capital of the world that we want to address this debt. That finally suits the interest of the people.
Absolutely. Definitely. Listen, that's the type of two-headed monster that the U.S. and those in power don't want to see. They saw Puerto Rico as an island, so you know, enough of the corruption. Let's do it. And then you have the mainland of Puerto Rico say, and listen, enough of the corruption. Stop trying to soak Puerto Rico for everything it's got. Do the right thing.
You're gonna get shot for just saying this. I'm just.
Oh no! Somebody's getting shot.
I'm not getting shot. That's the thing, too, though. I'm sure Ricky Martin was up there, and like a foot or two away was his security detail. Because I mean, look at the history, right?
And listen, if that was to happen, it would. Like you said, I'm the Puerto Rican parade. I'm marching in New York City. A peaceful march at that, right? Going all the way downtown, all the way to, like you said, right to Wall Street. And saying, you know, enough is enough. Stop the corruption. You know, it would be heard around the world that a small island of Puerto Rico stood up to America.
Yeah. And we could do it, yo. And we'll turn it into a party, yo. There'll be cuchifritos. There'll be all types of food. You know what I mean?
listen. You can do the same thing in Puerto Rico. It's the most peaceful march ever. We just dancing everywhere, hanging on the streets, but with just one voice. And listen, cut it out with Puerto Rico. Yo, cut it out.
Yo, even in some of the photos, like when the cops are looking mad hard and mad, like, you know, with the barriers up and whatnot, even them, like, they look like they're having a good time.
Yeah, bro, they're Puerto Ricans, man. They're fellow Puerto Ricans. That's why I always like, you know, always find odd, like if it's a peaceful march, why would you try to harm someone who's your own person? Like they're not an alien, they're not an immigrant, they're not someone who doesn't belong here. That's a person who literally is your own flesh and blood.
Like, literally, you know that person's grandma, you know that person's niece and cousins and baby daddy who left last year. You know all that.
And they're peaceful about it. All these things, all I want is change it from my island. All I want is change from the top down. So, yes. That's yeah, amazing. Cowboy, you know, I'm down with shit. Let's do it. Like, yeah, this is the way it should be.
That's amazing.
But you know what? It's corruption everywhere, man. Terrible.
That's pretty amazing. I'm going to put up my mic a little bit because I don't think I'm being heard. And I got a chair that needs some serious WD-40, so I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Ew. Wow, yeah, that's such a... dude, I wanted to do this yesterday, and I barely slept. And I was like, I was going to call you and be like, yo, let's do this again. Because I also got our mutual friend, George, unknowing George, constantly calling me because it's like some edit audit and whatever. But so I was like, yo, I gotta do this because I gotta talk about Puerto Rico. It's, you know what I mean? Oh, you know what? Say what you want to say. I'm not Puerto Rican in your eyes because you don't understand how this thing works. And what benefit, and like you, this, you clearly explained, we have a unique opportunity of taking advantage of the system to really make an impact for us. So whatever, you don't consider me Puerto Rican, and maybe that's the problem. Maybe we need to reanalyze of who we are as a people. Maybe we need to start loving on each other a little bit more. You know what I mean? If I'm proud of being Puerto Rican, how does that take away from you? Shouldn't it add? You know what I mean?
There's a massive about Puerto Rico. I hear it to them that they want to stick to their culture. They want to stick to, like, you know, them being a Latino. And listen, you will never, ever tell me saying Latinx. That's some bullcrap white people want to pull up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, the whole genderless thing, you know, it's Latino. All right? We have genders in our words, right? So, going to Puerto Rico last year, was the deal for that. You know, it was really right after the hurricane. I went, and, you know, up there, you know, they're holding strong to their language. They're holding strong to their roots. And a part of me was like, you know, you kind of, you know, you're American, like, you should speak English. But yeah, at the same time, I'm like, you know what? You got to do what you got to do. I get it.
Yeah.
You want to hold on to your culture. You don't want to lose it. I get that. But you also understand that they're Americans, just like me. They have the same rights, just like me. And they can make a difference. They can make a huge difference. And we can make a huge difference. We just have to unite under one idea. And that idea is, you know, let's take out these fake-ass Democratic people, politicians that say they represent us, but they don't do anything for us.
Yeah.
We had the Spanish thing over here on the lower east side. I don't know her name. I had a friend who ran against her. She had like, the accent. She's been there for like 50 years. Always gets re-elected as a congresswoman. And, you know, she was the first one to cry out, Jones that. What did we get a problem about? I'm like, wait a minute. This thing was done 30 years ago. Like, where were you then? Like, why didn't you say something then?
Why is this coming up now?
Why didn't you say everything? Like, only to when it became a problem that, wow. And now there's all this debt. Now that you want to get in the headlines, now you want to get in front of the cameras. Now you want to shout? Now you want to scream? You should have screamed from day one.
Yeah.
And knowing that, you're in a neighborhood that's all Latino, that's all figured out in the Bronx, that you say, listen, we can vote anybody in we want, anybody out we want. But the people who are voting in and out are people that work for us. And these people, they, you know, they go to Washington and they just, you know, they forget about us. They right. forget about like who they represent. And no one, man, I just see why people don't vote.
Right.
But, you know, here in the U.S., it's like a 30%, 40% voting population. You know? And, like, in Australia, you have to vote for the president if you want to vote for him. So, like, their presidential election is like 100% voting. Like, everyone votes because they don't want to get that fired. Here in the U.S., oh, you have a choice. 30%. Still. 30%. If you're still like, yo, why would I vote for somebody who's just going to do their own thing up there?
Yeah.
Why would I vote for a Latino or a Latina to represent me, but they still don't represent me?
Yeah. And why aren't the mainlanders letting... Why are the mainlanders and why are the mainlanders, the people who were born in Puerto Rico, why aren't they reaching out to those who have a vote and can make serious changes on this side of the pond. Why aren't we leaning on each other? How do we get the current generation, all Puerto Ricans, to learn that they're a little bit of their history of who we are as a people? How do we get, you know, this current generation to then also understand how the system works to then collaborate? Look, we're great at getting together, bringing the food, bringing the music in a peaceful way. How do we take advantage of that unity to educate us? Because that's one thing they can't take away from us. And you know, we could sit here and say, you know, things were taken away from us. We were conquered, right? Then we were reconquered, traded off, you know. But right now, the ball is in our court. How do we get us to take this hype and turning it to a moment where people can up their understanding of where our situation is and how we could take advantage of it? Who's going to step up to the plate? Because that's, you said we got to gather around an idea. But, you know, we also need a leader, someone to, you know, be the voice. And
no, yes.
Who is that person? Who's willing to take that bullet? Because it might come down to that.
You know what? Yes. We need someone who's gonna look out and represent the people, continue to represent people no matter what, and be a great communicator of an idea or ideas that represent us as a collective. I don't know who it is. I haven't seen any Spanish, you know, Puerto Rican politician or activist, you know, that just says, listen, I just want to get what's best for Puerto Rico. I don't want a socialist. I want this. I want that. I want to shoot people. Relax.
Yeah.
Just want someone who's going to be like, listen, us as Puerto Rico, we are peaceful people, but we want to do things right. We're going to get together and do things right as a people.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to reach out to, like you said, reach out to those people on the mainland to get our votes heard over there. To know that when you vote for me, that when you vote for yourself, you also vote for me on the mainland who don't have a vote.
Right.
And, you know, continue like that and really burn that message through, because that's the big thing. Like, that's the thing where we got to, like, communicate this message daily.
Yeah, it has to be like us, some of us Puerto Rican who are, you know, putting up a new meme or a new post every like 5 minutes on Instagram, right? It got to be someone who's on fire for this. And, tell me about the celebrity stats. Yes, go ahead. The celebrities, go ahead.
Yeah, not to do celebrity stats. You definitely need people who are going to be like, listen, I'm only here for one reason, and that's just the problem with bringing someone up like that is that they always get sucked into all the other politics of life. Did you vote for Trump? Did you not vote for Trump? Do you believe in immigration or you don't believe in immigration?
Yeah.
Do you believe in, you know?
I think that right now though they got to stick to the mainland. We got to.
That's what I'm talking about.
Don't get caught up in that. Right.
It literally has to be the only issue in their mind. Say, listen, I hear you about immigration. That's another type of subject. I'm here about Puerto Rico.
Yeah, this is about Puerto Rico. So one of my questions was, how do we educate the people? Because this is not the first time that an attempt has been made in trying to bring change to the island and the relationships between the island and the USA. And the method that was used before was peaceful. People got shot down for no reason. And then they went, tell us a little bit about the book. And how, you know, we tried the method of, I believe, you know, the revolutionists who attempted to kill the president, right?
Yeah, they tried to kill the president.
So in this, and obviously that didn't work, right?
Obviously.
I mean, you don't even need to know the history to know that obviously that didn't work, because for those Americans that do know their history, that didn't happen, right? It was an attempt, right? Who was the president? I don't remember.
I wonder if it was Ford.
Yo, that whole scenario of how he went up and they were, you know, shooting up, it was like, you could see, like, I was like, yo, they gotta make a movie out of this. It would be awesome. Some Tony Montana kind of thing, even though we lose. Even though we lose, it was so dope. It would be so dope. I'm sorry. I did the audiobook, so I had to replay it, you know, and I made the guy's voice deeper. But yeah, part of that is, yo, read the book. What's the book called again? And it's a good read. It gives you a real, it gives you a good outline of our history. And it explains later on, it explains a little bit about you know, where the sources came from and how the book, you know, came to be. Domino Sugar, right?
Yep.
Domino Sugar. Please explain that to them.
Oh, no, I didn't get that, but I just knew that that Puerto Ricans were the original farmers of the U.S.
Yes.
Because it was so easy to go back home.
Yeah.
It wasn't like we had to do all the paperwork.
Yeah.
They literally got all the farmers from the U.S., from the island, and said, listen, we need to do our crop, to take care of our crops. And we're like, yeah, sure, we'll do it. Went over there, did the crops, and said, all right, you know, now is the downtime of the season. We'll go back to Puerto Rico, we'll hang out there. No problem, we'll be right back.
Right.
Like, we're responsible for so many opinions. Like, like, all right, I'm gonna go there. See how they say America was built on the back of slavery, black people. Well, we were there too.
Yeah.
Like, Spanish people were there too. Puerto Ricans were there too. So we helped build the country up as well. And we're proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't want this country to go down. We want this country in the past. We want this country to be prosperous. When that country is prosperous, we're prosperous.
Yeah. And you know what? That same mentality, to go back to this division of this perspective of who's Puerto Rican and who's not, you know, it serves us no good. And it's so petty that we really need to put that aside. Like, the issue for the motherland, if you want to consider it, is dear to me. And if it's dear to me, then you should include me into this agenda, this force, this opportunity to actually bring change to the island. We got to put that to the side. That's petty stuff. If anything, that's what they want from us, right? They want us to be divided. They want us to consider one. What they want us to be divided is in this idea of who we are as a people. We're Puerto Ricans. The struggle of getting who we are, we've been, our original essence of who we are has been raped, forced. It's been, but we still have that one thing that we have in common, and that's the love for this island for no reason. You know what I mean? Yeah, I wasn't born there. But when I hear my parents and I learn about their history and their experiences growing up on a mountainside, you know, like a jíbaro, like they say jíbaros, right? You know, it's I love it. I'm so proud. And instead of taking this petty issue, we really need to put that down and not allow them to use those kind of small petty things to divide us when we're so many, we're so strong, and we're peaceful about it. We just want change.
Absolutely great. Absolutely great. I just want I keep my ear open for any politician, activist, persona that, you know, that wants to pick up this leadership part and really, like, fight for Puerto Ricans and fight for America. Because I'm Puerto Rican. Listen, I don't speak a lick of Spanish. But, yo, when I'm in Puerto Rico, I feel closer to home. Like, it's something inside of me where I'm like, yo, this is where my family's from. My father left Puerto Rico when he was 11. My mother left Puerto Rico when she was 8.
Wow.
And no one knew what they were doing. You know? And because of that, there's an attachment. There's a huge attachment that I have to it.
Yeah. There is. And again, those are the things that should bring us closer together, not separate us. You know. Sometimes I marvel, not just as Puerto Ricans, as a Puerto Rican, rather, American Puerto Rican, but I come in contact with other Latin races, and I'm just like, you know, I'll use a phrase like mi gente, because we're all considered Latinos, right? You know, just like we don't have time to separate all the white people, Germans, Irish, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I don't have time for that. And it's the same thing is true the way they look at us. Like, y'all Latinos, right? They don't have time to figure out if you're Mexican or Puerto Rican. Y'all the same. Y'all Latinos. You're a Latin person. You know, and I'm, even in that sense, I'm proud. You know, and the cultures and the differences and the, you know what I mean? It's just something about that Caribbean, that Spanish background that we could all relate to in one way or another. And I think that's what should hold us together. And really, this is the time. And my fear then is that, okay, you know, this person steps in, Ms. Vasquez, whatever the case may be, and, you know, they just forget. Everybody goes home until the next, you know, text message gets revealed about something crazy.
Hey, man, totally agree. Totally agree with you, bro.
That's the flame is, you know, that the flame burns out. The peaceful flame that's, you know, resonating to this country and many people around, you know, that because we Puerto Ricans, yo, we mix in every race. So, you know, there's so many that are Puerto Rican Chinese, Puerto Rican, you know, African, Puerto Rican, you name it. I've seen probably all of it, you know what I mean? That still hold dear to that cultural side of their history. You know, this is a calling. If you're that, like you said, if you're that person that believes you have that voice and is willing to stand up, politician, experienced, non-experienced, somebody stand up, you know, and let's support, you know, this movement for change. That's pretty much how I feel about it. You know, my son doesn't speak Spanish either. I'm ashamed of it, right? But, you know, my goal is to pass down why he's who he is. And that has to do with, you know, our history and all those sacrifices. Like you said, your mother was 8 years old. Can you imagine coming out here? You know, living from there. You know, my mother lived on a mountainside. Her birth certificate has a made-up date, the date that they managed to get to the hospital to register her as a human being that was born. So she doesn't even know her original birthday. But, I mean, where would I be without that, without her? So it's crazy. It is crazy. But, again, if that flame dies, it was for nothing, really. We didn't do anything. Yeah, not, you know, we didn't accomplish anything, really.
100%
everybody,
100%
everybody, man. What do you got going on for the rest of the summer?
Just working a little bit. Me and my wife and I all wait for next weekend for our 12th anniversary.
Nice.
Flash for birthday.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so we're going to wait for a little bit. She turns 40. I turned 40 on in October. So we're just going to wait for a weekend, enjoy it for the summer, and then, you know, same old, you know, and just keep an eye out. You know, I love what they're showing Puerto Rico. I love all the new coverage that we're getting, you know. I just hope they keep up with it. I hope the people over there keep up with being involved with what's going on locally. Like, you know, always the money, always track where the money's going, you know. This $60 billion, $45 billion, you know, this could be really rebuilt Puerto Rico two times over. And we should do the measure of it and say, all right, let's get it done. And then let's see what the future holds for us, because guess what? Well, you know, it's our home. Right. And again, you know, let's see how I can reach out to people in Puerto Rico and where we can get by Puerto Rican kids. Yeah, we can keep the economy over there, keep rolling around. You know, I think they said Puerto Rico makes something like $60 billion in drugs making the products. So it's not...
In pharmaceuticals, not, right?
Yeah, like everything. Like the entire business culture over there. So it's like, they make money. They, like, you know, it's a thriving economy. So let's feed into that as a people, as a nation, and, you know, and the summer can go from there, you know? You know? There's definitely life there.
But the thing is that right? So we went from the people went from being what's the word I'm using? They lived off the soil. So we were providing initially produce to the mainland, and then people left the farms, and these factories were built in the pharmaceutical industries and then making produce, right? And then what happened? It was cheaper. These business owners found that it was cheaper labor to go to China, or that's when the whole Clinton thing was. What was it called? Where, you know, it was allowing companies to go out and build factories and do business in other countries. I forgot the term. It was part of the Clinton administration. So once that happened, people didn't go back to the farms. And all we had left was tourism.
Yeah, I mean, again, tourism,
social
tourism is definitely a big biggest part of the industry, but there's so much more there.
Right.
You know, there's so much more we can do. There's so much more that can happen. We just have to have the right minds, have the right people, have the right investment, you know. And again, it's a lot of ifs, but if we start thinking in the context of we the people and us as a people and accountability with one another, it can't be done.
Right.
You know, America is a perfect product of showing what can happen when people say, all right, let's let ingenuity come in, let's sacrifice, let's push,
yeah, that's harder. That's absolutely true. When we're Americans, Puerto Ricans, we've shown that when our back are against the wall, we can come together to shine. It's there if you know your history. This is an opportunity for us, yeah, for us Puerto Ricans, whether no matter where you were born, to be heard, to be a part of this thing. And you know, we as long as we do it with our hands up and our hearts open, with clear, you know, nonviolent intentions, then they, like I said, there's way too many cams out there for anything to, you know, we just got to keep the fire lit. And if the people aren't happy and you know, with this recent appointment, then we, yeah, like you said, keep it going. Mark Anthony has to stay in the mainland for longer times. Keep the party going, keep the music going, keep the celebration going. Because I think that this can go a long way. Again, my only fear is that it just dies out and people just go back to accepting what is.
Yep, great, man.
Yo, you said you were turning 40? Damn, son. 40,
man. 40, October.
Gosh. You're not afraid of death, right?
No.
No, right? Yeah. Neither am I. I was watching Bad Boys. That's on some whatever program, and it has like a lot of death and whatnot, and all of a sudden I'm like, damn, yo, I'm gonna die. Meanwhile, I'm not even, you know, I'm good with that, but just like I got caught up in the moment, almost started crying.
Yeah, no. My issue is, my issue is dying before. Dying too young, like dying at 50, like I only have 10 more years left. I don't like, I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to talk indie. I'm like, I was gonna stretch this out. But also not doing what I was meant to do. That's the only fear. Mm. You know, like what am I here for, if you ever think?
Yeah.
Cosmic, you know, idea, but, you know, but at the same time, you know, it's about just to, if there's something I have to do, then I want to do it and be like, all right, that's my point in life. And then, you know,
that you accomplished, but not necessarily that you leave a legacy, but that you accomplished what you felt you set out.
Yeah,
you set out to
yeah,
do.
That's what,
because that's I was gonna like, say, bro, if that's your thing, you know, they say that after three generations, you're forgotten. Like, you know your great great grandfather's name.
I don't care about that. I care about like if I just want to set my family up to be like prosperous.
Right.
Like, I put them on that path. heard my father put me on that path to do things right. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
You know, so what's next? You know what I'm saying? Like, right. What's next? What's up?
That's the point. That's the goal, right? To leave.
That's the goal, yeah.
To leave a version of yourself that has a better head start than you had.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yo.
100%.
Yo, bro. I know you're with the family, and I know your wife doesn't like me as it is. And so I don't want to... And she, you know, I had a conversation with her trying to get her on the show. And, you know, she, you know, not everyone's like with it. They, you know, being on and the whole, you know, not everyone's a mic person. But this format is so much easier because we're just shooting the birds on the phone, really. I'm over here doing this whole show out there on the show. So it's just us talking. You know what I mean? Besides, it's only going to be like three people that listen to us, me, you, and Noel. So, yeah, I mean, we'll definitely want to have you on again. And, you know, the minute this thing turns, you know, hopefully there's, you know, there's an opportunity for us to talk again, because, you know, the movement took it to the next level and took it to the doors of our government.
Yep.
You know, that'll be dope to see, man. In our lifetime? Oh, my gosh. So... that's pretty much it. Like I said, we are the basementny.com. Now part of the network Inconsistent Media. I'm going to cover all that later on. We're going to be bringing you more shows. We're going to be discussing topics about Christianity, the view of the Christian, the values of the Christian life, identifying what a Christian is. In regards to how we treat thy neighbor, in particularly, I'm hoping to have guests who are trying to follow the faith and are struggling with their sexuality and their identity. I think that's a real big issue right now, and I think it's a unique blessing to bring someone's perspective who's actually dealing with it, you know. Hopefully that comes into fruition soon. We're thebasementny.com. You could still go to that website. It'll direct you to Inconsistent Media, and we'll update the website. Steven Sanabria, I know you were looking to do a podcast, so this, like I said, we had this conversation. It'll be dope. We should sit down and talk more about that. And please leave your comments. Let us know what you think. Do you agree with this whole notion of, you know, you're not Puerto Rican because you weren't born there? Where do you think this whole movement is going? Where does it end? Does it die? Let us know what's up. As always, Steven, thanks for coming by. And guys, be blessed out there. You know, right now is an interesting time to be alive. You know, we have this unique opportunity to have a voice. So be heard. Steven, love you. Talk to you next time.
Peace.
Later,
peace,
bro. Peace.
Inconsistent.